And today's review segment is going to focus on the Browns' offensive line, its performance in the 2011 season, and no one better to help us do that than Doug Deacon, former Browns offensive lineman and, of course, analyst for the Browns Radio Network. Doug, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Vic.
Well, Doug, as we look at this group, it was an interesting season for a lot of reasons. Injury, youth, development of some of these young people. And overall, you know, it was, as I think we talked about this, I know we did a lot on the roundtable during the year, of what that progress line was. How do you feel from what you saw from game one, Cincinnati, to that finale against Pittsburgh in terms of where this offensive line came from and ended up?
Well, I think they took some, you know, large steps, especially the young players. You know, Joe Thomas is a given. You're going to get a dependable, consistent, high-end performance out of Joe every week, and pretty much the same with Alex Mack. I think the deck kind of got shuffled when Eric Steinbach went down with the back injury. And, you know, I think the thinking going in was Jason Pinkston was going to be one of those developmental guys that you kind of had him run with the scout team and get his reps and eventually, you know, maybe next year compete for a starting job. But that whole procedure kind of got put on high speed because of the injury and loss to Steinbach. And, you know, like most young players, you know, there's a lot of things that you haven't seen, and there's a lot of in part of the game that, you know, really takes some time to go through. And as the season progressed, I think they progressed. The one thing I think that, you know, we really missed was our outside running game this year. Right. And, you know, be it the fact that both of them maybe weren't as comfortable pulling as, you know, a Steinbach was, you know, and the fact that we didn't really have a speed back to get to the corner, it kind of condensed the offense in regards to the running game. But overall, I thought the two young guys got some very valuable experience. And it's, you know, the one thing I think a lot of players don't realize is, you know, part of the game of pro football is being able to play hurt. And, you know, you look at a Laval towards the end of the season, he was pretty beat up, but yep, he was still hanging in there. And, you know, with that said, you know, he played at a good standard of execution, you know, being banged up. And the other thing, I guess, when you look to the offensive line would be the right tackle position. Pashos was playing on one ankle for the most part, had some trouble, you know, with the speed rushers. But, you know, he sucked it up and he played very competitively, although not probably at the standard that he would like. But, you know, that's one of those evaluation processes. You know, you got to sit there and say, is Tony Pashos on one ankle as good as what we might have behind?
Sure.
Although I've got to say, Artis Hicks, when he did fill in the last game, played a very good game. And a couple other times that he was slotted in there, you know, Artis Hicks did a nice job too.
Yeah, Artis Hicks, O'Neal Cousins were getting some of those reps at that right tackle spot. But, yeah, Tony Pashos battling his way all year long. We hear so much about the importance of continuity on an offensive line, Doug. And I know it can simply be said that you get continuity by just leaving that same group of five in there all year long, which rarely happens because of the aforementioned injuries and so forth. But how else is that developed, and what are some of the important ways that a line kind of gets its, I'm looking for the right word, identity, chemistry, I guess is the better word, together? What are some of the things that you saw, and I know it applies particularly to these younger people, but what are some of the elements that have to be absorbed and handled where the younger guys are now working with Joe Thomas, working with Alex Mack? If you can break down the specifics of how that progresses.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, you know, you can go to the first game against Cincinnati where they jumped off sides three or four times to the point that I think Pat had, you know, said, hey, we're going to just, the cadence is going to be on one every time so you guys know what it is. To the point at the end of the season, you know, that wasn't a problem. As simple as it seems, you know, when you're a young player, you've got a lot on your mind and you're thinking rather than reacting, and sometimes it gets a little confusing in there. But besides just the mental aspects, you know, and the physical aspects, you know, there's that chemistry where both the guard and the tackle are on the same page. If you see, you know, people doing something defensively, you know automatically what you're going to do, and you know what the guy next to you is going to do. And I kind of look at it, you know, when Joe DeLaMalleur came here, Joe played for Buffalo for a long time, and Joe was a run-blocking guard. But Joe also was a guard that every time, you know, he did a pass set, he set short because that was the nature of him to be aggressive. And everybody else on the offensive line was pretty much a long arm, you know, absorb the defensive rusher and walk him back to the quarterback. Well, all of a sudden, you know, you create gaps, you know, for the defense because one guy's setting short and the other guy's setting soft, and there's a natural gap there. And I think, you know, just the chemistry that comes from playing with somebody and understanding how they're going to set and pass protection and what they're going to do, that's something that, you know, you can only get through, you know, playing together. And with the lockout, I think, you know, for the young guys, Laval and Pinkston, the fundamentals of, you know, like the footwork. And footwork is a big part of, you know, the game and the offensive line. I always tell guys, I don't care how big and strong you are, if you can't move your feet, you're not going to be worth a damn anyhow. And that's basically, I think, you know, some of the things that they had to learn throughout the course of the season. And I think, you know, you could see as the season progressed, you know, when we had healthy running backs, we did have a running game.
Right, right. Doug Deacon is our guest. He is, of course, former Browns offensive lineman, member of the Browns radio network as an analyst, breaking down the Browns offensive line for the 2011 season. There was so much that went on this year and so many bizarre things, I think is the best way to put it, Doug. But you think about Alex Mack, and you think about your center, your starting center, having an appendectomy and having that develop in the middle of a season. And, of course, from a timing standpoint, I mean, he plays through a game with that. And then there's a bye, and he comes back and doesn't stop. It doesn't miss a game. It tells us something about Alex, but I guess it also does make a resounding statement, of course, to the rest of the offensive line. That level of accountability seems to me to be something that can grow with this line.
Well, not only accountability, dependability. You know, you want to know that you're going to have the same, like you say, try to have the same five guys out there. And then as you watch the playoffs and you see what happened to Atlanta and what happened to Pittsburgh, I think, you know, a big part of that is the fact that their offensive lines are probably the weak links of their football team. And, you know, you can have the greatest quarterback in the world, and, you know, guys like Matt Ryan and Roethlisberger are, you know, pretty high-end quarterbacks. But, you know, if you got people in your face all day long, you're not going to be able to play. And I think, you know, that the fact that Alex Mack, you know, had the appendectomy, then came back and, you know, played the following game after the bye week speaks volumes. And, you know, it's you know, these guys, I always tell me, he says, you can make as much money as you want in this league, but you can't take that with you. What you can take is the respect you have of your fellow teammates by how you play and, you know, the kind of person you are. And I think, you know, Alex Mack earned a lot of respect from his fellow offensive linemen. And I know Joe Thomas is, you know, in 5 years, I don't think he's ever missed a snap. And, you know, last year, the year before, 2010, I think Joe played with a little bit of an elbow problem. But, you know, maybe his play wasn't as good as it was the year before or was this past season. But Joe was there every week for him, and that's something that, you know, you look for in a player, somebody that when the coach puts the game plan in, you know, he knows what he's going to have over there.
Jason Pinkston, Doug, just impressed me as someone who, as he got more confidence and more awareness of what he was doing and started to make that progress. And, you know, I don't know that it was the kind of progress line that shoots up, shoots straight up in the air, but certainly gradually, I saw a guy who was becoming more physical and more confident in what he could do physically. And by the time they faced Arizona, and he's going up against Calais Campbell, there's at least one point in that game where he takes Campbell and throws him to the ground and just gets, you know, and you're messing with a guy there who's really one of the top defensive linemen in the league, and showing no fear. And I'm not saying that he would show that fear is something you're going to see very often from any NFL player, but certainly as a young man, he seemed to grow up quickly and grow up with that attitude. And my question to you is, do you see that permeating within this line? Is it a tough group that is going to have that sort of identity going forward?
Oh, I think it's a tough group. I mean, it gets back to the think-react syndrome where, you know, when you're young and you're trying to think, you know, you're a little hesitant, but then once you get some experience under your belt, then you react, and all of a sudden you become a better player and it takes you to the next level. And I didn't think that, you know, Jason was never really a liability during the course of the season. Yeah, there's times that, you know, he got had some trouble, but you know every guy in this league has trouble. It's not uncommon, but you know the experience that he got, you know, for a guy that had played tackle in college, and then it's a little easier on the inside where you have bodies on both sides to protect you, but there's a lot of traffic in there, and I think both Jason and Sean Laval are, you know, the strength of their game is the physicalness of it. Now the next step is, you know, we've got to get a place where, you know, as Blanton Collier used to say, you have an attitude play where that if you need that 1 yard, you're going to run the same play and nobody's going to stop you regardless of what they do. And I think, you know, with the maturity of the two young guards and, you know, a healthy right tackle, you know, you can develop that because, you know, short yardage is, you know, is a big part of the game because you got to convert the third and ones.
How interesting is it going to be for you to see how the arrival of a new offensive coordinator and whatever ideas that guy brings, whoever that might be, to this scheme, meshing, of course, with what Pat Shurmur has. I don't think any of us expects it to be a radical departure from what Shurmur is doing. But nonetheless, it's a new idea in the mix. As it applies to this offensive line. And the West Coast scheme, we know it to be mostly that of horizontal type of passing. We know the running game has a part of it, but it's primarily been a passing game, at least for Pat Shurmur, that sets up the run. Could you see any adjustments and ways that the maybe new scheming is going to affect the way this line plays going
forward? Well, I think, you know, when you have a Joe Thomas and an Alex Mack and a Steinbach, who are all very athletic offensive linemen, you know, that kind of it tells you there's a lot of flexibility in what you can do. And, you know, we got lit up pretty good by Houston this year with their zone blocking. And I think, you know, the stretch plays, and I think that's something that, you know, those three guys would be very adept in that regards because they play in space very well. I think, you know, they all pull well. They all, when it comes to going downfield, you know, they're guys that, you know, they have good motors and good agility and, you know, they can target somebody and, you know, knock them off their feet down the field, not just at the line of scrimmage. The one thing I think that I'd really, and of course, I'd like to see him learn to do is the cut block because, you know, too often defensive linemen like to tee off and, you know, if you're just going to sit there and, you know, take the beating or, you know, the guy coming at you every time, if you cut a guy, you know, they know that their livelihood is their knees. And once you cut them and get them on the ground, they think about it the next time they come full steam. And with that said, you know, when you have quarterbacks that are maybe 6 foot tall, 6 foot one or whatever, a lot of times the defensive linemen get their hands up and, you know, they're able to swat down passes. And by, you know, cutting them, it keeps them from, you know, getting their hands up because they're putting their hands down to protect themselves. And, you know, if you cut them and get them down on the ground a few times, they'll think the second time.
Doug, great stuff. Appreciate it very much. And we'll catch up with you a little later in the offseason.
Sounds good.
All right. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former standout Browns offensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.